This is the year of
change.
Five areas so far the Lord has showed. Number one. Oh, yo. Come on. Number one.
Attitude.
Number two. Authority. Three.
Atmosphere.
Action.
Advance.
Six. Come next week. God already told me what number six is. This is exciting. I thought five finished already. Okay? So we have number six. Next week, not this week. Starts with A. Yeah, you figured that already, huh? Turn with me to John. Today we're going to talk about advancing as well. One more time. I just sense the Lord, you know, saying one more. Advancing. Then next week we're going to, you know, he just shared this new thing that he wants to do in terms of change. I'm excited about that as well. John chapter 21. This is the story of Peter. Penny read this passage early on. And one of the characters, Bible characters that I really, really enjoy reading is Peter. Simply because, you know, he's one guy that's up front. He is one guy that's unashamed. He will just go for it. And I love this guy. I love his enthusiasm. I love his courage. And, you know, you see him throughout scripture. He's always there up front. And here in John chapter 21, today I want to talk about three things that I believe God wants us to do. But here, chapter 21, we see of John, we see Peter wanting to go out fishing. Now, Penny shared earlier on that one of the things that has happened before this, Peter is a guy that's, you know, out front. He's courageous. He's going to go for it. And a lot of times, he's been criticized a lot. You remember last week we talked about Peter walking on water, right? And I've heard many, many sermons whereby Peter is criticized so much then because he looked at the waves. Huh? You know, this guy never keeps his focus on Jesus. He looks at the wind and the waves and he keeps his focus on the storm and come on. He was the guy and possibly the only guy, ice not included, okay, who walks on water. Cut some slack, alright? And there's this guy who's, you know, he's there, he's courageous, he goes out. Peter is the one who's often criticized, you know, at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus goes and prays, and then says, you know, now's the time, you know, I'm going to be handed over. And then all these soldiers come, and Judas Iscariot was there, he identifies who Jesus is. And Peter pulls out his sword and chops off a soldier's ear. He gets criticized for that. For, you know, not understanding the times and the seasons and not understanding what's happening. But here was a guy who is full of courage and he goes on and he's out there to defend his master, you know. I don't think when the soldiers came, Peter pulled out his sword and said this, you know, you don't move, I'm going to chop off your ear, okay? I don't think that happened, you know. I don't think Peter went, ear. This is what I think happened. Peter pulled out his sword and he was going for his head. And this guy just, whew. I think that was what happened. The Bible doesn't tell us that, you know. He was out there, he was going to defend his master. Yeah, he didn't really understand what was going to happen. Now Jesus need to be handed over, need to be crucified. Bold, courageous. But there's one thing, one area of his life that we can't defend him. And that's the fact that Peter denied the Lord. No excuse for that. No excuse for that. He comes up and Jesus is going to say, you know, Jesus said, this is what's going to happen to me. And Peter stood up, being the bold, courageous Peter as he was. He stood up and says, no, Lord, this is not going to happen to me. I will never desert you no matter what happens. And Jesus turns to him and he says, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. And that was exactly what happened. Peter denied the Lord. The story goes, Jesus was crucified, rose again, and then in John chapter 20, we see the resurrection of the Lord. And he appears to his disciples, John chapter 20, all the disciples were there, including Peter. But we go on in chapter 21, and I want to read this from the beginning of chapter 21, verse 1. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way, Simon, Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples who were together. Verse 3, I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood by the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No. They answered. He said, throw your nets on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. And the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water, and the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, he saw a fire burning, coals, fish on it, and some bread. And Jesus said, bring some of the fish that you have caught. Okay, we'll just stop there. Today, I want to talk about advancing. And there are certain things that pull us back from advancing. Three things I want to talk about. Number one, of course, there are many things, but I'm going to just focus on three. Number one is failure. Failure very often pulls us back from moving ahead. Peter is a courageous guy. He is one that's up front. He is one that's there all the time. About 3 years ago, Jesus called him. He was fishing, cleaning his nets, and Jesus said, come follow me, and left everything and followed Jesus. For the last 3 years, 3.5 years, he's been following the Lord. And then there was one area in his life that there is no excuse. We cannot turn around and justify it and say, well, this was what, no excuse for denying the Lord. You look at chapter 20, and Jesus appears to the disciples, right? You don't see this Peter standing out as he normally would. He's just there. He's there. And then chapter 21, Peter says, I'm going fishing. Turn with me to Luke chapter 5. I'm going to take us back 3.5 years ago. Luke chapter 5. One day, verse 1, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw in the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners on the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. You look at the parallel passages in the other Gospels, you see Jesus coming along and says, Come, follow me. And the other Gospels mention the same thing. They dropped everything. They left their nets and they followed Jesus. Come, follow me. 3.5 years later, Peter denies the Lord. Peter is fisherman by trade, was a fisherman by trade. The only thing he knows how to do was to fish. He's been fishing since he was a boy. That's what happened in those days. And now at this point of his life, something grips him. Failure. Grips him so hard that even when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, he just could not shake it off. Chapter 21 says, I'm going. He has not gone fishing for the last 3.5 years. You know. And now, failure grips him that he can't shake it off, can't let it go, so much so that he says, I'm going back fishing. I am going back fishing. And all his other friends were there, you know, the other disciples were there and said, okay, you know, I'll follow you. Now you need to realize that they have not been fishing for the last 3.5 years as well. Why the sudden change? Why suddenly going back? Failure. Peter denied the Lord. You know, failure will cause us to look back and say, okay, that was a good time. You know, the good old days, we use that phrase, right? The good old, you know, we had fun then. We did this, we had this and that and whatever. And we were doing this and we had this. I'm going back to that right now. I'm not going to advance, I'm not going to pursue, I'm not going to... Why? Failure. And so we take one step back and we look back at perhaps the things that were, quote unquote, successful at that point of time. I'm going back fishing. You know, God is funny sometimes. Peter says, I'm going back fishing. All the disciples say, yeah. And they go out and what happens? They catch nothing. Zip, nothing, zero. Peter, perhaps he thought to himself, you know, I'm a failure as a disciple. But hey, there's one thing I know what to do. I know how to do. I've been doing this since I was a kid, and that's to fish. And perhaps at that point of time, he was thinking, oh, how many of you have been fishing and caught your very first fish for the very first time? Yeah, you remember that feeling? Or you caught, you know, whatever, for the first time. Perhaps Peter was thinking, you know, I know how to fish. And that felt good. I'm going back fishing. But he didn't realize that that act itself, that thought itself, is not what God wanted him to do. It's not advancing. I'm going back fishing. Why? Because of failure. Failure can pull us, can draw us, can hold us back, can even turn us around to go back to some of the things that we thought were good stuff. Failure can pull us from advancing. And God works in, you know, funny ways. Peter goes out, he catches nothing. And the Lord reminds him that, hey, you remember the time when I called you? That was exactly what the Lord did to him. Why didn't they catch anything? Why didn't Peter catch anything? I believe it was because Jesus wanted to remind him of his commitment 3.5 years ago. You think you can do well in fishing? That's not my plan for you. Come back. And so Peter was, you know, he's all downcast, he's all miserable. Jesus meets him, he catches a whole lot of fish. You know what happens to a person, you know, you fish the whole night, you don't catch anything, and suddenly your nets are so filled, they begin to break. I mean, you don't even get that, you know. Maybe you get that once in a lifetime as a fisherman. For Peter, I think this was his second experience. Caught so much fish that his nets began to break. The other time that happened was when God called him 3.5 years ago. And so Jesus pointed him back to that point. Remember what you wanted to do? You wanted to advance. You wanted to follow me. And Peter was all, you know, he was all miserable and down. Now he had denied the Lord, right? His master for 3.5 years. He had denied him. He had denied God. And Jesus meets him, first of all, emotionally, you know, he gets all this fish. How would you feel? Right? Emotionally lifted up. Physically, he gets down there and breakfast. And then he meets his spiritual need. He says, Peter, do you love me? He goes down to the core essence of it. We'll talk about that a little later. Another message, really. Failure. And perhaps we need to stop for a moment as we think about advancing. The year of change means we're going to move forward, right? Advance. Are there certain things that hold us back from moving where God wants us to? Maybe God is saying, you know, I want you to be a testimony in your office. I want you to be a powerful witness. You share to this guy, he rebukes you. You share to the other guy, he resigns. Nothing seems to happen. And you may be thinking, I'm a failure. But if you have that thought, I want to challenge us today. God is telling us, don't let failure turn us back. Don't let failure stop us from advancing. Number two, the other thing that stops many people from advancing. Let's go back to Luke chapter 5. The other thing that stops many people from advancing is, just for the sake of alliteration, fish. First, failure. Two, second thing is fish. Peter is a fisherman, right? And so, 3.5 years ago, he goes out fishing and he comes back and Luke chapter 5 tells us he catches nothing and he begins to clean his net. Probably one of those days. You know, it's one of those days in a fisherman's life where you catch nothing. Just one of those days. But then Jesus says, after he begins to teach the crowd, he tells Peter, okay, now let's go out, let's fish, throw your nets out. And Peter says this, Master, we worked hard all night. Same thing that happened, you know, 3.5 years ago. They've been fishing all night. So here, we worked hard all night, we caught nothing, but because you say so, we will let down the nets. And so Peter lets down the net again, or rather this is the first time, right? They catch so much fish that, you know, the nets begin to break. They had to literally drag the nets and the fishes in. Peter is so awed by the presence of God. He says, I can't take this. Get away from me. But Jesus turns to him and says, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Come follow me. And the interesting thing is this. Verse 11, they pull out their net, pull their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. All the fish, all the nets that they were cleaning, their boat, they pulled it up, left it, and followed Jesus. I put myself, perhaps you could put yourself in Peter's shoes. I don't think every day you get a full catch so that your nets begin to... I think that probably this was Peter's first experience, maybe. And he gets such a big catch as a fisherman. And this doesn't happen every day, okay? What's going to happen to you? Oh, so much fish. Party for the next 3 months because, you know, don't have to fish ever again. Yeah. Peter dropped everything. Many times in our life, things, career. Fishing was his career, right? He grew up as a fisherman. Things, career, this world. How things can be. Future. These are the fishes in our life that pull us back from advancing. Can you imagine what would happen if Peter was at the shore and said, you know what, Jesus, this is great stuff. Fish. I've been fishing all my life. As a kid, my dad taught me how to fish. And if I'm going to advance in my career, I have to do something about the fish. You know, we say that a lot. And we have to come before the Lord. And if we are guilty, say, Lord, forgive us for fixing our eyes on the fish. Because Jesus is saying, come follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. I'm going to give you a new vision. I'm going to give you a new calling. It's going to be something greater than fish. What about us? What are some of the fish in our lives? Do these fish pull us back from advancing? And if they do, we need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I got to let this go. Fast forward, John chapter 21. Peter has breakfast with Jesus. And then, after breakfast, Jesus asked him this question. In fact, he asked him 3 times. Peter, do you love me more than these? You know, scholars have been... The Bible isn't really clear what reference these are to. Some scholars say, well, it refers to the other disciples. You know, you love me more than them. But I believe that the these that Jesus was talking about is the fish. Is the nets. Is fishing. Because Peter turned back. Because of his failure, he turned back and he looked at fishing. He looked at what he could become. Maybe there was a gap that he felt, hey, I missed 3.5 years of my life, you know. I'm going back. And Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me more than this fish? Do you love me more than these nets? Do you love me more than these? Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. fish can pull us back, stop us, hinder us from advancing. Failure, fish, number three. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved, verse 20, John chapter 21. After Jesus asked Peter three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said the exact words he said 3.5 years ago, follow me. And then, Peter, verse 20, turned, saw the other disciple whom Jesus loved, this is John, right? Was following them. This was the one who leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, Lord, who is going to betray you? Verse 21. Peter saw him and asked, verse 21, Lord, what about him? And Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? What is that to you? What about him? Failure can pull us back. The fish in our lives can pull us back, can hinder us from advancing. Number three, friends. Friends can hinder us from advancing. How we feel about them, how we think, and where they are going can hinder us from the direction that God wants us to go. Jesus' reply to Peter is this. What if I want him to do this? What if I want him to go in another direction? What is that to you? You follow me. Sometimes we can get caught up by looking at people around, looking at our friends. Lord, how come this guy is so prosperous? Lord, how come this guy has got it easy? Or seems life is so much easier. How come I can't do this course with all my other friends? All my friends going to over, you know, going overseas. Why can't I do that? Why do you want me to stay here in miserable Malaysia? Huh. And we wallow in misery, you know. And our focus will be, hey, what about this guy? What about this girl? What about my family? Friends, relationships stop us from advancing. And every time we ask this question, Lord, what about this guy? Why can't I, you know, remember this verse? What is it to you? You follow me. What is it to you? You follow me. Church, every single one of us, I mean, there are many things that we can preach about in this passage. And I won't even go into it. But today, I just want us to think about these three things. It's a whole area of advancing. Don't let anything pull you back. Don't let anything hinder you from advancing. Whether it's failures, whether it's fish in our lives, whether it's friends, and perhaps there are many others. God is giving a call for each one of us. God has a specific call for every single one of us here. And whenever we step into that call, whenever we walk in the center of God's will, we are constantly advancing. Amen. That is what God wants us to do. Don't learn back. Don't look back. Don't look at your failures. Don't look at what could have been the fish. Don't look at our friends. Look to Jesus. Paul says that he is the author, he is the perfecter of our faith. And we need to fix our eyes on him. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. So church, Many things can be uncertain in our lives. Maybe you're going through a patch whereby your answer is, I don't know. In the last 1 week, many people have asked me, what are we going to do with this and that? And when are we moving? And my answer is, I don't know yet. God will come. He will show. It's okay to walk in the I don't know yet. It's fine. As long as we are walking in God's direction. We are walking in the direction that God has given to us. Don't at any point of time, God shows up and we are thinking about fishing. God shows up in Peter's life. I mean, everybody's miserable at that point of time. You know, they just crucified the Lord. Everybody's miserable. And then Jesus comes. He shows himself. There is an encounter with God. And you know, sometimes we can even have that experience. We can have encounter with God experience. And then, the next day we say, I'm going fishing. Like, duh, wake up. Give yourself a tight slap or something like that. You just had an encounter with God. He has risen from the dead. And you're going back fishing? How many of us, don't have to put up your hand, huh? How many of us need a tight slap? The many times you say, ah, I'm going back fishing. Guilty. Immediately after we have encounter, we go back fishing. And so many times we hear stories, you know, Sunday was great. Monday is, hey, don't go back fishing. Take Sunday over to Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. It's going to be advancing, church. We're going to move forward and forward and forward. Amen. Let's come before the Lord right now and say, God, take me. Take me ahead. This is the year of change. No more going back. Don't go back fishing. Doesn't matter if we have failed. God restores us. You know, the only qualification to be a disciple of the Lord is this. Do you love me more than these? And if your answer is, yes, Lord, I love you. You know that I love you. God's going to come and say, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. That's all it takes. And so right now, do you love me more than these? You know, there may be failures in our life. And God is saying, hey, do you love me? He's not even focused on the failure. He says, do you love me? Yes, they saw this fish there. It's the Lord who brought the fish. But do we focus on Him? You know, you probably have heard this. You know, sometimes we focus on the hand of God so much that we forget His face. The fish is the hand. That's the acting out. That's the miracles. But we need to see Him. Do you love me more than these? And sometimes we are focused on our friends and what's happening around us and how this guy is doing better than me and how, and we're comparing. And God is saying, what is it to you? You follow me. Do you love me more than this? Let's bow our heads in prayer. As our heads are bowed, perhaps there are failures. Perhaps there are situations that we feel, you know, we got to get out of. Perhaps the Lord is convicting us that we have been so focused on the fish in our lives. And we need to come and say, God, help me forget the fish. It's great stuff, but that's not it. And we need to move on. We need to advance. Maybe for some of us, it's the peer pressure, it's the friends, it's the wanting to be together. God is saying, let it go. I want to take you somewhere. Greater things. From today on, I will make you fishers of men. It's going to be something that you're going to do that's going to be greater than what you're doing right now. Like us right now in a few moments to just make a commitment, a new commitment to the Lord. And say, Lord, forgive me for focusing on failures and fishers and friends. Help me to focus on you. Help me to be faithful to you. Lord, we thank you for the year of change. And in this whole area of advancing, we pray, oh God, that you teach us to advance. In Jesus' name, teach us, Lord, right now. Will we just stretch our hands out to the Lord right now? Lord, see our hands. They are empty. Let's release it to the Lord. Whatever we've been holding back, release it to the Lord. Lord, we come before you with empty hands. The fishes that we have been holding on to, be let go right now. Friends that we've been holding on to, be let go. Failures that we've been holding on to, be let go. We come before you empty, Lord. Asking, Lord, that you fill our hands, fill our hearts with a new calling, a new vision. Lord, with things that only you would have us have. And Lord, with these, we advance. We move on. We take on greater heights, greater territories, greater authority. We thank you for this season of change. And we want to embrace it, oh God, with full confidence, knowing, Lord, that you go before us. Thank you. Thank you. Father, I pray for every single person that is here, every single person that is represented in this church. Lord, we pray that you would cause a burning in our hearts, that we will say with such conviction and clarity, we will go where you send us, Lord. We want to walk in the center of your will, your plan, your purpose. We want to be right in the center of it, God. Your purposes. Lord, our eyes would be fixed on you, not on the things that are around, not on our past, not on our failures, not even on our future, but fixed on you. Take us, Lord. Lord, we pray your blessing upon every single person that is here right now. Lord, that you will bless them, cause such an empowerment of your Holy Spirit to come. Empower us, oh God. Cause such an encounter daily to come upon our lives. Lord, we thank you for this exciting change that's happening. As we choose to move ahead, we thank you. In Jesus' name, God's people say, amen. 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 Amen.